HarperCollins presents A Man of Honor by Barbara Taylor Bradford. Read by Aidan Kelly. Part 1. Flight of the Eagle. North Kerry, Ireland, 1899. Chapter 1. It was very windy at the top of the cliffs. He hadn't expected that, to be sure. And it was a strong wind that buffeted him forward. It was as if two strong hands were pushing him, mighty hands at that. He staggered and flayed about, and attempted to stay upright. Somehow he managed to do so, but he was suddenly afraid. The cliff top was a dangerous place to be on this cold morning. It was Monday, the 8th of May, in the year of our Lord, 1899, yet, despite the month, the weather was icy. What bad luck he had in choosing to come here. Daft I am, he thought. That's a certainty. His bright mind was racing as he continued to be battered about, and so he threw himself on the ground, deeming it to be the best place to be as this gale raged around him. Once down on the ground, he began to crawl across the grass, heading for the formation of boulders grouped together. He knew these cliffs well, and there was a crevice between them. He could squeeze in there and be protected until the wind settled down or disappeared. If I be lucky, he thought miserably. It was some relief when he reached the rocks and managed to get comfortable in the crevice. Sitting back, he pulled his overcoat around him and stuck his hands in his pockets. Although he was still shivering, being sheltered from the wind helped. He warmed up a bit. His name was Shane Patrick Desmond O'Neill, but the whole world called him Blackie. He lived in a hamlet in North Kerry, these days with his cousins Michael and Siobhan O'Brien. They had invited him to come and live with them in their cramped, thatched cottage after his sister Brona had died a few months ago. The twins were employed by the wealthy Anglo-Irish Lassiter family, who lived in the mansion up on the hill above the hamlet. Huddled against the rocks, his thoughts stayed with his cousins. Michael was a gardener and Siobhan a housemaid. They were not paid very much. He knew that only too well, sure enough he did. Yet they managed better than their neighbors. He mentally hugged them to himself because they were so caring of him in his time of dire need. His heart ached for his sister, his whole family. They were all dead now, killed by this fearful land they lived in. How he longed to leave this place. If only he were a bird, he could take flight. Soar up and away, and be free of pain and sorrow. Blackie's thoughts shifted to the opportunity he had, and Mrs. O'Malley. She was very kind to him. She mothered him and had taught him to read, far better than he had been able to before. She was the housekeeper for the local priest, Father O'Donovan. Both kept an eye on him and were now helping him to plan his trip. A different future for him, if his Uncle Pat could arrange everything. I know he'll pull it off, Blackie decided. As usual, Blackie was full of optimism. A useful trait, he often thought. Keep smiling, was his motto. He had been inspired by Father O'Donovan's confidence and filled with excitement about going to England, as thousands had before him. There was no work here, no opportunity for him to earn a few pennies. Even the grown men had no jobs. The idea of adventure and opportunity overseas was fed by his proximity to the mouth of the River Shannon and the wild Atlantic Ocean beyond. The wind had finally died down, gone out to sea. Blackie pushed himself to his feet. Stretching and then pulling his coat around him, he headed for the edge of the cliffs. He stood gazing out at the rolling waves, tipped with white foam, and felt as if the sea were calling him across the waters. In his imagination, he envisioned freedom from hardship, poverty, and loneliness. He was impatient to be gone, could hardly wait for the day when he would leave Ireland from the port of Queenstown. It was usually tough, even harsh, to cross this dangerous sea. Some did not survive the journey, so he had heard, and he believed it to be the truth. Blackie knew he would. He would will himself to survive in order to meet his Uncle Pat in Liverpool, from where they would travel on the train to Leeds. He had never been on a train before in his life. The idea of this intrigued him. His uncle had a good business in Leeds, repair work and building for the mill owners.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?